Bruno Mars, 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with music news now for Friday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. Perez Hilton, who was one of Britney Spears' most harsh critics, now says he wants to protect her and the producers from the documentary of Framing Britney Spears. The gossip guru talked about Brit on an LA radio station, saying, "Part of me feels like the documentary is a for-profit venture. It's about ratings disguised as investigative journalism. It's just a regurgitation and a reframing of the past. To me, it almost feels like it's exploiting Britney all over again." Perez once called Britney an unfit mother and sold t-shirts bearing Heath Ledger's picture in the caption, "Why couldn't it be Britney?" He says he mended fences with the singer a few years back after offering her an apology and a promise to be nicer going forward. Janet Jackson has plenty of stories to tell, and she'll spin them in a two-part documentary that will hit the tube next year. The four-hour doc, simply titled Janet, will take in the superstar's entire life from childhood to present. Producers promise plenty of never-before-seen footage, including home movies of the Jackson family archive and film of live concerts. Miss Jackson, who has authorized the movie, was interviewed at length about topics like the deaths of her brother Michael and her father Joe, and that infamous Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction incident with Justin Timberlake. Shawn Mendes wished Camila Cabello a happy 24th birthday Wednesday with the following post, saying, "Happy birthday to the kindest, bravest, and most beautiful person I've ever known. I love you every day, mi vida." And Louder Sound Magazine says Heart star Nancy Wilson has put a tribute to Eddie Van Halen on her upcoming album, You and Me. She does an instrumental titled For Edward. And that is music news on the Best Mix in the Morning Show, 98.3 The Coast.